Welcome to the first episode of Straight Out of COGC. I'm your host, Lewis, and I'm with my two guests, Jack and Michael.
Hello. Hello.
And in this first episode, we're going to be talking about a genre that all three of us really like. So basically, we will be talking about different genres each episode, but in this episode, we're talking about hip-hop. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what do you guys think of hip-hop?
Big fan.
Big fan as well. It's very, very interesting.
It's probably my most listened to genre.
That is definitely mine. My Spotify rap's just going to be like fucking hip-hop artists.
Definitely.
For all of it. But what do you guys think hip-hop like actually is?
Well, like, the thing is, right, the definition of hip-hop is kind of a weird one because depending on who you ask, like, people will probably give a different answer. Like, some people think it's just the same as rap, but it's not really. Like, rap's kind of like a component of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop's kind of like a combination of like loads of different things, like DJing and like all sorts of stuff. So it's like it's more of like a subculture than a genre, yeah. Almost.
And it's been around for quite a while. That's where it actually started, yeah. In the 70s, yeah? Am I correct in that?
The early 70s, yeah. It started in the Bronx in New York. It's believed that a guy called DJ Kool Herc was kind of like the father of it. He birthed the genre in block parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. Basically, he just experimented with all these different components, and like these components being like long percussive breaks and improvised vocals and like breakdancing and stuff like that, and that just like birthed the genre pretty much. And then all these other artists like Grandmaster Flash and Erykah Bambaataa, they came in and did the same thing pretty much, and yeah, just propelled the genre into...
See, that's weird, because I didn't think hip-hop would start that. Like that early.
Did you think it was like more 80s?
I thought it was more like early 80s to like late 80s it started.
I think that's when it became more popular, because that's when like, yeah, Beastie Boys and, yeah, Run DMC and all that came out. But in 1979 there was a trio called the Sugar Hill Gang, and they released like the first ever hip hop record, and it did quite well. And so without them, I don't think
that propelled it.
But I think without them, like, it wouldn't be the same as it is today.
Yeah, and then that led on to like the 90s, where like you had like
Biggie's,
your Tupac's,
Nas,
Ice Cube, Eazy-E's,
N.W.A.,
MF Doom, but like more late 90s. But what was the main talking point of the 90s?
Well, it was probably the beef between
the Biggie Tupac beef.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
started them being friends early on in New York, grew up together,
mm-hmm.
And then they both moved away. Biggie stayed in New York with Bad Boy Records, the label owned by P. Diddy.
Oh, God.
Tupac moved over to LA, joined up with Suge Knight for Death Row Records,
mm-hmm.
And they've had beef previously. So then that kind of ruined Biggie and Tupac's relationship, because obviously West Coast, East Coast, always beefing.
Yeah, and that's when Biggie released Who Shot Ya as well.
He released that because Tupac in 1994 was robbed and shot at multiple times, mm-hmm. But survived it. And it was suspected to be by P. Diddy's record.
So that would mean Biggie's involved.
So they cut ties.
It was kind of interesting though. After like Tupac said that about Biggie claimed that like the song wasn't written about him.
That makes sense.
He tried to say that like it wasn't a diss track, that like they recorded the song before he got shot.
Yeah, but it was pretty clear.
If you actually listen to it, seems a bit.
But then Tupac took that to heart, didn't he? And then
Hit Him Up,
which is probably the best
diss track,
hip hop diss track of all time,
He goes after Biggie. He goes after P. Diddy. He goes after
whole Bad Boy.
Claims that he slept with Biggie's wife, Faith Evans. Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
and then after that, he's dead.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, and then
Bad Boy Records.
Yeah, and then it's a bit funny now, because obviously the stuff we just talked about P. Diddy there, and all the stuff that's happening now with P. Diddy.
I know. It makes sense.
One of the claims is that P. Diddy was involved in Tupac's death, basically.
So he's just always been controversial, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just always him and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Just, why is it always they two?
I think with the name Puff Daddy is your next one. There's always something going to be wrong there. Should have known.
So the claim is that P. Diddy ordered Tupac to be killed, And then in retaliation,
Suge Knight ordered Biggie to be killed within like six months later.
Yeah.
Like literally back to back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I forgot that their deaths were literally not far from each other as well.
Yeah, because they're both involved in each other.
I know. It's funny. It's real funny. But who do you guys think won the Biggie Tupac beef?
Well, I would personally say Biggie, in my opinion.
What?
It's
got to be Tupac. Really?
It's not even close.
It's got to be Tupac.
Let's be honest.
Well, let's hear it. What do you think of that?
The Hit 'Em Up record is probably the biggest and best diss track of all time.
But remember, it's not just about those two diss tracks. It's about like they did.
I know about that. Press the interviews, press conferences. Yeah. But I still think Tupac won even that.
Well, that's reasonable. I'd say it's reasonable. But
I agree. But I think you're just a bit biased, to be honest.
Yeah, you do have a Biggie bias.
I do prefer Biggie and East Coast. But
I think I prefer Biggie.
Same.
And his music.
Right.
But I still think Tupac won that beef easily.
Fair enough.
Even regards to those two, I don't think they were the two best artists of the 90s anyway. I think there was better artists for me anyway.
Nas, probably.
It's got to be Nas.
Easily.
How old was he? He was like, 20-something when he released Illmatic.
I think he's 21.
In my opinion, the greatest hip-hop album ever. If not, then the greatest debut hip-hop album to ever exist.
I think it probably is.
I think it is. It's got to be top five at least. But we'll get into album rankings later on because we've got some
hot takes.
Very hot 90s takes.
2000s.
90s, 2000s, 2010s. It's going to be a good watch.
It's going to be a wild episode.
Yeah. Got a whole load of stuff to talk about for you.
A lot of disagreements, I think. Yeah. I think me and you are going to have a lot.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
I don't know about me and you.
We'll see.
We will see.
But we've already disagreed with him once.
That's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, in regards to beef, should we talk about the most recent beef?
Kendrick and Drake.
That has been going on, yeah. So just like how Biggie and Tupac were like the biggest artists of that era, you can argue that Drake and Kendrick are the two biggest artists right now.
You could include J. Cole in that, but you kind of got scared
of the beef. Yeah, J. Cole. But yeah, so we'll get into that. So basically, this all happened on in October 2023. Drake released an album called For All the Dogs. Mm-hmm. And in one of his songs called First Person Shooter, featuring J. Cole, decided to rap about how him, Drake, and Kendrick are the current three best rappers to date. Mm-hmm. And on the track, I actually get the quote here. He said, "Love when they argued the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three, we started the league, but right now I feel like Muhammad Ali." So I think what he's basically saying, I feel like he's saying we're the biggest three,
but he's the number one.
I'm number one because he's comparing himself.
Which is just not true. I do not rate J. Cole at all.
I think he's all right.
He's all right, but
I think he has some good songs. See, like, what's that one album that he's got?
The 2014 album?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's an address, but I forget what it's called. It's like,
I'll get it up.
I think that is such an overrated album.
I agree.
People put that so highly. I just don't rate it. It has a couple of good songs.
I can only name like two songs on it, I'm not gonna lie. From the top of my head.
Yeah. 2014, Forest Hills Drive.
See, I just don't rate it.
I think it's a few good songs. I think No Role Models is...
Oh, yeah.
No Role Models is decent.
No Role Models. And then Wet Dreams. Wet Dreams is a banger. That's a banger. But
That's the only two.
That's all.
That is literally the only two I know. But after that comment by J. Cole, Kendrick responded to that when he featured on a Future and Metro Boomin's album called We Don't Trust You. And on the song titled Like That, which is a banger, by the way, I still play that. Featuring Kendrick rapped about how there is no big three and that he is the biggest and the best rapper right now. And by doing this, Kendrick basically escalated and just started like this, the biggest beef of the year, probably. And probably one of the biggest talking points of the year as well.
So after that,
a couple of weeks later, Drake then responded to Kendrick by releasing a diss track called Push Ups on April 19th, where he threw shots back at Kendrick in Metro. Basically, he's basically just making fun of Kendrick's height and shoe size, so it's not like that serious right now. And he told Metro to go make some drums, which we'll talk about later. That's where BBL Drizzy comes in.
Metro did make those drums.
He did. And he also claimed that The Weeknd uses a ghostwriter. Oh my God, I can't say it. A ghostwriter, which is funny, considering Drake has like wanted some of The Weeknd songs mm-hmm. before. I think that's just typical Drake. Like, so, he just wants to steal people's yeah. flow all the time.
So is he trying to get The Weeknd involved in this as well?
Yeah, he was, yeah. But I never heard like any response from The Weeknd at all.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't even know The Weeknd like, was even mentioned.
Neither until I did more research. But yeah, like, the Weeknd was mentioned in it, but I don't think he responded.
They didn't cut back.
I feel like The Weeknd's even too big for Drake.
The Weeknd yeah. is the most streamed artist on Spotify. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I don't think he really...
There's no reason for him
He's
to get
He's got bigger things to worry about anyway. But so yeah, after Push-Ups... Drake, so on the same day, actually, Drake mm-hmm. dropped another track called The Tailor Made Freestyle, which he used AI vocals of Tupac in it.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is quite strange.
I know.
Do you think he did that because Tupac's like Kendrick's like
yeah,
idol?
Yeah, that's what I think, but I still think that's weird. Like, why would you do
that's
that?
That's weird.
Of a dead person.
I know, of a dead
wild.
Person. And he also used AI vocals of Snoop Dogg. Like, why can't you just ask
Snoop Dogg's still alive.
Why can't you just ask him just to come ask. On?
But, it's because he knows he won't.
I don't think Snoop Dogg would have done it to us.
Absolutely not.
Nah, no.
Does Snoop Dogg even know about that?
I don't know.
Probably not.
What I like about Snoop Dogg is
he's too busy greened out in his room, probably.
Snoop Dogg just always does side quests. Like, he's just like...
I know, he's always done cooking shows.
He gets in, like, he does cooking shows. He does, like, boxing matches.
He was on WWE last year as well.
Yeah. Which he's so lanky, though. I feel like it would just break.
He's doing side quests.
I can't lie.
I love him.
Hot take. I think Snoop Dogg is one of the most overrated hip-hop artists.
I just don't get that gin and juice. That is a
still Dre's a banger. Still Dre is obviously
a
banger.
Classic.
Like it's a classic, obviously. But like, I just think if you look at like Snoop Dogg's discography, there are so many ones better than him. I just don't rate it at all.
I think he's more famous just because he's more like he's likable.
Yeah, that's yeah. What, I think he's more like that just because of his personality.
Yeah.
No, but I still think he's good.
I think he's good as well. But I wouldn't. I'm kind of impartial. I can't agree with both of these. Like, I don't think he's.
I don't know. That's why I said I think there's so many better. In his era, there were so many better rappers better than him.
That's true.
Yeah, I think there's some better, but you can't say that he's bad just because people are greater.
Yeah,
but I think he's still up there. For the '90s, he's definitely up there.
I'm not even saying he's bad. Like, I just think he's a bit overrated. That is all.
I think he's perfectly rated, in my opinion.
I think Dr. Dre's better than him.
I can't agree with that.
Some people don't even class Dr. Dre as a rapper.
He's not a rapper, mate. I think he's more of a producer.
Like Anthony Fantano says that he's not a rapper.
Well, I mean, he is a rapper.
He does rap, but I would
he's probably
count
more,
him
than,
more as a producer.
I guess so.
Yeah, but in the same time, you can say that Drake's not a rapper because he sings in his songs sometimes.
Mm. Well, some people do say Drake's not a rapper. They say he's not. Black enough to
so we'll get
not
onto that.
Not my quote, by the way.
We'll get onto that later. Don't worry, he's not saying that. But so yeah, on that song, the AI Snoop Dogg, weirdly the AI Snoop Dogg claimed that Kendrick has run out of moves because at that time he didn't release another diss track until April 30th. Then this is probably my favorite song of the whole beef. Kendrick released Euphoria from. Where Kendrick refers to Drake as a master manipulator and also a habitual liar. So I know. And he also goes on multiple rants about how he's a passionate hater for Drake and he claims that he hates the way that he walks and hates the way that he talks, which is just like...
That is just hater behaviour.
Yeah, it literally is. And then, where am I? He also claimed that Drake has zero classics despite how famous he is. And despite like how many features he gets in his songs, despite how many like streams he gets, like how many monthly listeners he gets, quote from Kendrick, he will never be black enough for the hip hop industry. Basically saying that he will never be respected in the hip hop industry. Right. Which, what do you think of that? Because I think Drake has made some good stuff throughout the years. Though I think his earlier stuff is better than his new stuff. But like,
yeah. But I just think it's how he's took his career is, like, why he's not respected.
I know. I think it's because, like I said earlier on, like, he doesn't just rap. He also sings and does, like, all this other stuff. But
And also how he grew up. Like, he was middle class. He was in TV shows.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Disney Channel, was he not?
Yeah, what was that called again?
I forget, but...
I forgot, but is that clip where he's like, my local Pinocchio?
And his name's Aubrey Graham.
Aubrey like, Graham, I know, yeah.
He doesn't make that, it easy for himself.
That just...
solidifies
that. That just screams, like, body, like...
nerd.
Yeah, nerd. Yeah, I was trying to find the word. But so then on the 3rd of May, 2024, Drake released Family Matters, which is probably his best... well, I think it's his best diss track in the beef, but he basically took digs at every artist such as Kendrick, Metro, Future, Rick Ross and ASAP Rocky.
Which, why are they involved?
I know, I was like, well, wait, what is he trying to do here? Like, I think he just does it for publicity sometimes, to be honest.
I think that's why he went for a weekend at the start.
Yeah, probably
just
why.
Just for a big artist.
But he was mainly digging at Kendrick, and he made accusations of domestic abuse towards Kendrick, which... Mm. I don't think that's actually been confirmed or not.
No. I think it's not true.
I don't think it's true. I think it's just like accusations.
He definitely shouldn't be saying that when he's got like way worse accusations against
him. I know, which we'll get on to it right now. So then on the same night, Kendrick dropped Meet the Grahams.
On the same night. Yeah, that ready.
That's the thing. He pre-recorded it and then waited until Drake dropped and then...
Which is smart.
It's smart, which is why I think Kendrick won, but we'll get into that after this. But he basically, instead, and the thing is, seeing that track, he's not really rapping, he's more like menacingly, like talking.
Yeah, he's just sort of speaking to him.
And he gets Drake's family involved as well. He talks to his son, his mum and his dad, and then he also makes a claim that Drake has a daughter, which he's hiding. Yeah, and that just, like...
Has that been confirmed? No.
I think that's been confirmed, but like Kendrick wouldn't just say that just for like the sake of saying it.
Was that like a rumor like before he mentioned it? Because I've never like heard that before.
I've not heard it until he mentioned it.
Yeah, same.
I know it's weird, but it's like you would believe it maybe because
it's like a random one to make up.
And like how Biggie and Tupac were friends, Kendrick and Drake were also early on in their careers, they were like friends, and they hopped on like songs together and stuff like that, and then they just fell out because Kendrick thinks he's the best, and I don't blame him for it. But then finally, the day after Meet the Grahams, Kendrick released the most annoying song of the year, I think. But he released the final track of the beef, Not Like Us, where he made accusations of that Drake is a pedo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should get the quote, but he's basically saying he quoted one of Drake's albums called Certified Lover Boy. Certified Pedophile, which is quite funny. That also blew up the internet. And then since the release of that song, it's broke the record for most weeks on number one on Hot Rap Songs charts.
That is crazy for a diss track.
Mm-hmm. I know, for a diss track. And for Kendrick, because you don't really hear Kendrick that mainstreamed enough, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's more like seeing the hip-hop industry, the only really artist that is like more mainstream is like Drake, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Drake's like the most mainstream.
I definitely.
Like my mum and dad would know Drake, but they wouldn't really listen to Kendrick Lamar. They'll know him, but they wouldn't listen to him.
My parents would have like heard his name before, but.
Yeah, same.
I know, my mum and that used to listen to Drake, like.
But like Drake's always on the radio. Like see God's Plan. I hated that song. Like,
really?
One Dance.
What?
One Dance I hated as well.
One Dance is another, but. Well,
Hotline Bling.
Top
10 worst songs of all time.
Whoopsies, sorry. I like God's Plan.
I don't.
I think that's overhated.
How does God's Plan go again?
I think people just hate it because it's popular.
Do I remember?
God's Plan.
Oh, no.
But
I don't mind One Dance. It's a bit annoying, but I don't mind it.
Yeah,
fair enough.
I think it was worse.
That was worse.
Hotline Bling.
Yeah. Or you just listen to Certified Lover Boy and then you'll just realise what's worse.
Mm. I actually don't mind that.
I thought there was a few good songs in it, but there's also some terrible songs in it. Ones. But surely we're all in agreement with this. Who do you think won the Kendrick and Drake beef?
Definitely Drake.
No. Well, we forgot to mention J. Cole actually also apologised to Kendrick.
I know. Yeah,
no, he released.
He got scared.
Did he not make a diss track?
7 minute drill, I think, and then he deleted it.
He deleted that
track, and I think it was at a concert he was at or something.
Yeah, and he publicly apologised to Kendrick.
Humble guy. You can't blame him.
That's very humble.
You can't blame him.
That's kind of embarrassing. Though.
But then, so then you can't call yourself being in the big three if you're not.
And then you're scared of one of the big three.
But are we all in agreement that Kendrick won?
Yeah, sure. Angle's not even had a debate, sadly.
Yeah, but even, like, see some of Drake's disses, like, they're not even bad.
No.
Like, they were actually quite good, some of them, like, except for the tailor-made freestyle. I think that was weird, like, the way he used Tupac vocals.
But I think Kendrick won solely off BBL Drizzy.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention it. BBL Drizzy.
Drizzy honestly won the whole thing.
I know, we talk about how Drake told Metro Boomin to go make some drums, and then
he made them.
Metro made BBL Drizzy, which is not like an AI track as well.
It's AI generated.
But it became like, it's probably the most popular TikTok sound this year. Well,
yeah, because they made it non-copyright.
Yeah.
And then they told everyone to just go make a Drake diss.
This is where we cue BBL Drizzy, by the way. But like, as I was saying, like, I don't even think like some of the disses from Drake were bad, but I think Kendrick's were just too good.
Yeah.
I think Euphoria was like the different beat switches throughout the song, and then like the digs he was throwing at Drake, and then Meet the Grahams, where it was more like sinister.
Yeah.
I think the fact they had the songs ready to just be released after Drake dropped was quite clever.
See, even the music videos they made, I think those alone.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, not like those music videos. Even though the song's annoying, like, it's a good diss track, but like, I've heard it that many times that it just annoys me now.
Calling back to when Drake claimed that Kendrick was an abuser.
Oh, yeah.
In the music video for Not Like Us, Kendrick gets his wife and his daughter, and they're dancing, they look happy to disprove it.
It's funny. I don't know why. Is that because of the Mr. Morale album?
I don't know why. I think he just wanted to say something because he was getting destroyed.
Yeah, he was getting smoked.
And just threw something out.
He was getting smoked. Yeah. That was probably like accusations when Kendrick was like underground as well, probably.
I know, probably.
But so after the break, we're going to take a short break. And then after this, we're going to get into the games that we've got lined up. So
we're not doing the album ranking first.
Oh, yeah, we're going to rank some albums first.
Do I do that first then?
I'll do that first. And then...
Right, yeah, cool. So basically, we're going to be ranking, in our opinion, the top five hip-hop albums from the 90s, 2000s, and then 2010s. Yeah. So we'll start with the 90s, and then after that, we'll head on to the other ones. But who wants to go first?
I thought we're doing it after the break.
I thought you said do it now. All right, we'll go for a break, and then we'll do it after.
Okay, fuck that.
Right, welcome back. So we took a short break there.
Yep.
But so now we're going to get into some more interesting parts of this podcast. So we're going to be ranking our top five hip-hop albums. So we're going to start from the 90s, we'll go around each other, and then we'll do 90s, 2000s, and then 2010s. Mm-hmm. So who wants to go first?
Right, I'll go first. Okay. So my top five albums from the 90s. At number five, I've got The Infamous by Mobb Deep.
Ooh, I like that.
Number four, I've got Moment of Truth by Gangsta, which is... underrated.
I don't think I know that.
Very underrated. Very good. Number three, we've got Illmatic by Nas.
I have the exact same.
Three?
You think I should be higher?
Maybe. What's the other ones?
Number two, I've got Enter the Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
And then number one, I've got Low End Theory by Tribe Called Quest.
I like that.
Like that?
I think Illmatic's got to be at least top two.
No, I have Illmatic in three as well.
What? To be honest, see my top three, they're like interchangeable to be honest. Like, I can't really decide where I put them. That's just where I ended up.
Fair enough, right? Do you want to go or I
go next? Okay. My number one is Operation Doomsday by MF Doom.
Is
that number one or five?
Like, my number one.
Oh, right, okay.
Are you doing one through five?
Yeah.
Why not? That's fine.
Just change it up.
My number two is Enter the Wu-Tang by Wu-Tang Clan. My number three is Illmatic by Nas. Number four is Lab Cabin California by Farside. And number five is Miss Education of Lauryn Hill.
Fair enough.
That's a good one.
Mine's is pretty much similar. But so number five, I've got Ready to Die by Biggie.
Nice.
Number four, I've got All Eyes on Me by Tupac.
Okay.
Number three, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill. Number two, Enter the Wu-Tang by Wu-Tang Clan. And then number one, Illmatic by Nas.
We've got pretty similar ones, I think. The 90s is hard to pick.
Yeah.
There's like 10 albums total that could be.
I guess so, yeah.
But you've actually got some niche ones.
Moment of Truth is a really good one.
I just think Illmatic needs to be high on your list.
Do you?
Yeah, I think
it's three in mine as well.
As I said, my top three is like really hard to pick like where goes like what one goes which.
Yeah.
I get that. I just think Illmatic is like the perfect album. I think
it's a great album, but for my like enjoyability and to listen to, it's still top three, mm-hmm. which is good. But I just like others more.
The other two are kind of different vibes. Like In Other Wu-Tang is like quite like rough and like
it's like a bit like grungy.
Yeah, it's like mm-hmm. grimy and stuff. And Low End Theory is like kind of jazzy and stuff. And like, I kind of prefer those two like vibes a bit more.
Fair enough. So 2000s now, Michael. Do you want to start us off?
So for 2000s, I've got Late Registration.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, I've got Food. Like MF Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I've got, I don't actually know how to say it,
Stankonia.
The Outcast one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Graduation. And number one, Mad Villainy.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We've got a pretty similar list again. My number five, Stankonia by Outcast. My number four, Get Rich or Die Trying, 50 Cent. Number three, Graduation, Kanye West. Number two is Food, MF Doom. And my number one is my favourite album of all time, Mad Villainy, MF Doom.
So the only one we had different is you had 50 Cent and I had Late Registration.
Yeah.
Right. Mine's is pretty much, in fact, I don't know if you're going to like my list.
All right, obviously.
Okay.
Right, so number five, I've got Get Rich, Die Trying, 50 Cent. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I don't think that's talked about enough. I think like that's
it's a great album. I was close to putting that
And that's another debut album as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, I've got Late Registration by Kanye. Number three, I've got Food, MF mm-hmm. Doom. Number two, I've got Graduation by Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I've got College Dropout by Kanye.
I've had to miss out
Mad Villainy. It was either between that or Get Rich Die Trying, but I thought I've already got MF Doom in there.
Did you say you didn't put Mad Villainy on it?
No, Mad Villainy is not.
What, so you have no Food?
I've got Food over Mad Villainy. Yeah, I think that's better than Mad Villainy. Yeah.
I think Mad Villainy is like the best rap album.
It's close between the two of them, but I just prefer Food. Songs wise, I think
it's Mad Villainy. I think every song on that album,
I think
Food's
kind of like more fun to listen to.
Yeah,
like, but like Mad Villainy's
more like,
I think Mad Villainy is better.
Yeah,
like musically, it's better.
Yeah, it's like more impressive.
Yeah,
fair enough.
It just depends on what you want to listen to.
Yeah,
like I know. Vibe. It's like if I'm listening to MF Doom,
yeah,
the first song would be like Doomsday.
Yeah.
And then you've got like Whole Cakes. And then after that, it'd be like All Caps, which is like my top three favourite MF Doom songs still. But so I guess we kind of disagree.
Yeah. I think 2010s. I think we're going to disagree more.
Yeah, this is it. So, do you want to start us off with 2010s, Michael?
So for number five, I've got a very weird one. You probably won't agree with me on this, but a Tribe Called Quest, like last album that released, it's called We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service. It's like the last album. And that's my number five.
Never heard of that.
Fair enough.
It's a niche one again. Number four, I've got 1989 by Joey Badass.
I actually really like that album.
Fair enough. I didn't even think of that.
Number three, I've got Damn. Number two, To Pimp a Butterfly. And number one, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Number one, fair enough.
That's pretty decent.
I don't disagree with that at all.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a lot different though.
All right, okay. See ya.
I think mine is a bit different as
well. Okay. My number five is the only same one. I've got Damn by Kendrick.
Right.
Number four, I've got Some Rap Songs from L Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And then number three, I've got Doris by L Sweatshirt.
Right.
And then number two, Let's Start Here.
The album that was inspired by
Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Aye, it's like kind of what's it called?
It's like ethereal and stuff.
Aye, I forget what's the genre called.
I was not expecting a Lil Yachty album. Let's in start your top here. Five of 2010.
I don't rate Lil Yachty, but that album is one of my favorites.
Actually,
it's so good.
I like it as well. It's not my top five, but
and my number one is Die Lit by Playboi Carti. I think that's a great album. Yeah, you may hate.
Oh Jesus!
I think that's a great song. So it's great album.
Good album. I don't think it's top five.
I think it's my top.
You're just a Carti glazer.
I would add a whole lot of red on there, but I don't. I think Die Lit's better.
Fair enough. But wasn't a whole lot of red 2020?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Wait,
so
yeah, it was.
So you might not like my list, right?
Okay.
So for Mativer's intent, so number five, I've got Astroworld by Travis Scott.
Right.
And then number four, I've got To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick.
Okay.
Obviously. Number three, Beautiful Twisted Fantasy by Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick. Number one, Igor by Tyler, the Creator.
Right. That's Igor's kind of one you wouldn't think of. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't think of that. It's like,
it's a good, it's a rap album.
It's a great album.
It's a great album, but you wouldn't think of it.
I know, it's weird though, because like...
It does rap, innit?
I know.
It just doesn't have the feeling
himself,
of a rap
Tyler
album.
Himself doesn't like see it as a rap album, like he has said that. Yeah. But at the same time, it also won a Grammys for the best rap album.
Right. Yeah. It's a weird one.
But
I'm putting it
number one because Igor is my favourite album of all time.
Right.
Yeah. Like I just think it's perfect from start to finish.
I think on your list having Astroworld, I just don't rate that.
It was between that or Damn.
Right. I would add Damn.
I'd say Damn.
Damn was in my five.
That was mine.
I know Damn was great, but I just think see in terms of influence, see when Travis dropped Astroworld. Mm-hmm. I feel like it kind of just changed everything.
I mean,
so we had,
that's up to interpretation.
We had My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and something else.
And me and you had Damn.
Yeah.
But none of you
said
To Pimp a
Butterfly.
Yeah, that's what you used to add.
Aye.
Mm. But do you have To Pimp a Butterfly in your top five?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
How?
I don't know. I like Damn songs better. Like, I think they're both great. I think all of Kendrick is great. But...
Would you say Kendrick has a perfect discography?
Perfect.
Perfect. I don't think anyone has a perfect discography.
Really?
Yeah. I think MF Doom's my favourite artist of all time. He's not got a perfect discography. He's got some terrible songs. But some ones
I think in terms of like hit albums, like...
Albums?
Wait, yeah. If you look at all Kendrick's albums...
He doesn't miss on an album. Everyone that comes out is getting like an 8+.
Fair enough.
That's still not perfect.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Morale doesn't get enough love. I think that's like nearly top three, I think.
What, top three?
Top three Kendrick albums. Top three Kendrick albums.
I think it's all right.
I don't think it gets talked about enough, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know much about it, to be fair.
I've listened to it quite a lot, so that's probably why. But, I'd say we kind of agree, but I put Igor number one because I think that's like,
yeah.
I think see because it's different, it's obviously different to other hip hop albums as well, because of like the pitch of vocals and stuff like that, and the fact that like Tyler doesn't show the features as well,
he makes
people guess like who's on the song, like I did not know Carti was on Earthquake until you told me.
He does like the high pitch voice on it.
I don't know what bro's speaking there, but it's a banger.
So was the 2000s one like our most similar? Like, I think it was.
I think it was out of the 90s.
Yeah.
I called it our 2010s would be very different.
Yeah.
But I think that's mainly because of mine. Because I've got El Sweatshirt, Lil Yachty, Playboy Carti.
El Sweatshirt twice.
Yeah. Back to back.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Fair enough. So... What is the... So we've done the albums now, so what we're going to head on to the games now, aren't we?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to be...
Jack's got a big game lined up for us, so...
I've got a couple for you.
The audience can feel free to play along.
Exactly.
I'll
be the game master.
Yep.
Okay, so you have to guess the top five most streamed rap albums of all time.
Most streamed rap albums of all time?
Yeah,
right.
So the albums with the most streams on Spotify.
Do we take it on turns?
Yeah. So you go first.
Okay, I'll say Damn.
Damn is not there.
Is it not there?
No.
Is it? Do you know where it comes?
No.
At all? Right.
But I know there's no Kendrick.
No Kendrick, right?
No Kendrick at all?
No Kendrick at all.
What? Right, okay. Most streamed. So this is like most played on Spotify, I'm guessing.
So you're trying to you're not thinking of like best, you're just thinking of like most popular.
Because I don't think any of these are the best.
All right.
One of them was on your list.
Okay. I'm trying to remember his list.
90s, 2000s, or 2010s?
2010s. They're all 2010s plus.
I thought that.
You said Kendrick wasn't on it?
Mm-mm.
Beautiful Twisted Fantasy?
Nope.
What?
No Kanye.
No Kanye?
No Kanye.
What is this list?
I'll give you a hint, okay?
Uh-huh.
there's two of Drake.
Two Drake.
Oh, come on.
You have to guess what ones.
I actually don't even know his albums.
I didn't know Drake albums.
Are we allowed to search Spotify up?
No.
What's the album with Hotline Bling in it?
Travis Scott.
That is.
Is it Astroworld?
Astroworld is number five.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
So you get a point.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So.
It's on to you now.
So how many points have you got?
I've got 1 point.
One.
Got 1 point.
You got the fifth.
Should we keep track of this?
Yeah.
You right. Have you got like other lists as well?
Yeah, I've got other lists.
Take it look like.
Lewis.
So you're back on
the field.
You can think while you're doing that.
Yeah.
What?
Why are we doing this?
That's great audio, that is.
I know. Most streamed. What is the what is Drake's album called with Hotline Bling in it? I'll have to search up on Spotify.
No.
No? Bro.
I'll give you a hint. One starts with an S and one starts with a V.
Oh mate, I don't know. I actually don't know. What the hell? So, right, I'm gonna forget about Drake now. So top five.
So there's another two.
What was that clue
Drake.
You just said?
Hmm?
What was that clue you just said? One of them starts with an
S. One starts with an S, one starts with a V.
The albums,
yeah.
One starts with an S. One starts with a V.
Yeah.
So there's no Drake and no Kanye.
There is Drake.
There's two.
Oh, no, sorry, no Kendrick, no Drake.
No Kendrick,
I can't. Oh my, why do I keep saying no Drake?
No Kendrick, no Kanye.
Bro.
That is two Drakes.
See,
I wouldn't expect that.
I don't think you are getting these, I'm not really. Gonna, I don't think you're getting these.
So
do you want me to give you a hint for the number one?
Yes.
The guy's name starts with X.
XXXTentacion.
What's his album called?
I don't even know what his album's called. Exactly. Is it the album? The cover's like his face.
No, it's one.
It's like a white and black.
Yeah,
album.
white and black. I know what it's called.
And there's something on it, which is the name.
It's got
of
a
the
question
album.
Mark.
Oh, so
question mark. Yeah.
Question mark. There we go. X. Okay, so you get 5 points.
Oh,
5 points. Oh my god.
Wait, that's the most streamed album
of all time.
Really?
Most
Jesus
streamed
Christ.
Rap album. His songs were massive, and they were all on that one album.
To be fair,
especially after he died.
Yeah. Oh yeah, X
like,
was,
they just blew up.
X was balling.
Mm. There's another album of someone who's died.
The Juice WRLD.
Oh, what's it called?
I don't know what it's called. Is it?
Oh, I know what it's called.
I know some of the songs in it, but I don't know what.
If I say good, do you get it?
No.
Good's in the name.
Good.
Good.
Is it the first word?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, good riddance.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh my god. Is that not that's 2 points
anyway? That's 2 points.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think you know the name of the last two. Like the Drake albums.
I don't know it.
Do you want me to just give you them?
I don't listen to Drake's albums, to be honest with you.
It's Scorpion.
Scorpion.
And then Views is the one he's
Views,
on
that's what I was thinking.
See,
of.
I don't even
Oh my god, that's annoying me.
So okay. I've got 1 point, you've got seven.
Yeah. Okay. You can come back here though.
Right.
This is the top five. Best 2000 rappers according to ranker.com.
Right.
So this has 1 billion votes on it.
Okay.
So right.
Now, first of all, would you say you agree with the list? Like, somewhat? Like, to an extent? Or do you think
yeah.
it's.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't say they're my top five, but okay. like, they're interchangeable.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's 2000s.
Yeah. So you can go first.
Okay.
You're trying to get number one here.
Okay. Would. Kanye West be on there?
He's not
on at all. Oh god.
I think this is early 2000 by the way.
Oh,
like
right.
really early.
Okay.
Right. So I say 50 Cent's got to be on there.
50 Cent is number two.
Jesus.
That's 4 points.
Oh,
Lewis is storming away.
Oh god.
Okay. Back to you.
He's number two in the 2000s. Oh wow. I mean, I think he's top five. Obviously, he's number two. I think.
I'll give you a hint. Number one is 50 Cent's like. Prodigy, basically.
It's Prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. This is going to annoy me now.
What's it like? Eminem?
Yep. Eminem is number one. Like, I think it's quite wild, but I can also see it.
I know, but Eminem was massive in the 2000s, yeah. So.
It was.
Okay, so back to you. You've got one and two.
Wait, so how many points do you have now?
I've got 6, and you've got 11.
So I need to screw up massively here.
Mm-hmm.
So top five of the 2000s. What other people were there? This is gonna annoy me now. So Kanye's not on there, yeah?
No.
MF Doom?
No.
I was thinking of saying MF Doom, but I just don't think it would be there.
Do you want another hint?
Yes.
I'll give you a hint on number three.
Okay.
It's a duo.
Oh, wow. I know who it is. It's Outkast.
It's Outkast.
Who's that? Number three?
That's number three. Three points.
Oh, I'm balling this. Right.
Do you want a hint on number four?
Go for it.
They've got Lil in front of their name.
Lil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I keep doing that.
It has done.
Yeah.
Lil. Yeah.
What if he doesn't get it?
I might know who it is.
See if I give you a 10-second countdown. Do you think you can get it?
Lil Baby. I don't know.
It's not Lil Baby.
It's Lil Wayne.
It's Lil Wayne.
Oh my god, I'm an idiot.
Was it?
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
2 points.
Oh okay. My god.
We've got the same amount of points now.
Oh my god. you can't call me a hip hop fan.
Okay.
Have I not got that? Oh my god.
Number five, I'll do like, I'll just give it a clue and one of you can chime in.
Right, okay.
He's on all three of our lists for 2000s.
Is he?
We're not. I think we had him on the 90s one, actually. So, and we said, best album.
Right.
Nas.
Yeah.
Nas, okay.
Come on.
So that's 1 point.
Come on.
Okay.
I think of him more of like a 90s rapper, that's why I didn't.
Yeah, that's why I thought.
No, that's why I didn't say Nas.
I think that's why 90s. He's top five. Right. If it was 90s, I think he'd be higher.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so the next one.
So far, I've got 11 points. You've got 12.
Okay. So right. So this will decide it, basically. Top five rappers with the most Grammys.
Most Grammys. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kanye West.
He is number one. And he is joint with Jay-Z.
Is he?
Yeah. So right. You could have said either and you would have got number one.
Fair.
So you get five.
Most Grammys, do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
Eminem is number three.
Yeah, right.
So you get 3 points. So number two is still there. You could get 4 points.
Right.
Who else is there?
This is just all time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
One of them, I wouldn't really consider a rapper.
Would you not?
No.
I'm stumped, actually.
Do you want a hint?
Yes.
Number five was part of a duo and is now a solo act.
Alright. So
I think I know who it is.
I'm trying to think of duos apart from Outkast. What is it? Is it Andre 3000?
It is Andre 3000. My next hint was going to be dropped a flute album.
I did not think it was Andre 3000.
Okay, right. You've still got number two and number four left.
So most Grammys. So we've already said Eminem, said Kanye and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. There was a recent beef with one.
Kendrick?
Yep. That's number two.
Yes! Come on!
That's four. The last one, I don't think you're getting.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a hint, and I'm just going to say Minion.
Rich.
Minions.
Minions. Oh, Pharrell Williams.
Yep.
Oh, come on, man.
How much is
that? I got that as well.
That's only two.
So, 2 points?
Yeah.
Mate, we're tied.
How, man?
Oh, tied. I've got another one then.
Hey. Okay, oh, this is the decider.
Right, well, okay.
This is the who has more monthly listeners. So, yes, I'll just give you a point for each one.
All right, okay.
Okay. You ready?
Right, yeah.
MF Doom or Nas? Who has more monthly listeners? It is very close, by the way.
Nas.
I think it's MF Doom to us.
You get the point. Nas has 9.3 million. MF Doom has 9.1.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
It's just 1 point.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Next one. Lil Yachty or Baby Keem?
Lil Yachty.
Baby Keem.
It is Baby Keem.
What?
Come on!
Lil Yachty has 17.9. Baby Keem has 18.1.
Oh my god. These are
close again.
You get these next 3-1.
I know.
Okay. Wu-Tang Clan or Tribe Called Quest? Whoever says it first.
Wu-Tang.
I was going to say Wu-Tang as well, but I
don't. Wu-Tang, is it? What, so do you both get a point?
Well, he said it first, so I think.
Yeah.
All right. What, so is he one?
I guess so.
Wait, do give both. And then the next one, I'll say who goes first.
Right.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh my god.
Or Chief Keef.
Who actually listens to Tekashi 6ix9ine, though?
You would be shocked. How many?
Would I be shocked?
Mate, nah. See, I don't
whoever
want,
says it first.
I don't want to say 6ix9ine, but I think it might be 6ix9ine.
I'm saying... Fuck, I don't know.
I hope it's not 6ix9ine.
What, you said 6ix9ine?
Yeah, I get it's 6ix9ine.
Well, you're wrong.
So
you get the point. Cool. Tekashi 6ix9ine has 10.5 million.
How?
Chief Keef has 12.
I'm sorry, he is one of the worst artists I've ever heard.
10.5 million and 12.
Right.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Well, is it the last one?
What, this goes, that's the last one?
This is the last one.
Okay, it's a good one then.
Is it?
John Cena.
Okay.
Or Shaq.
Oh, so John Cena, I think.
You are correct. And it's only by like 50,000.
Really? Because really? Didn't John Cena make his own theme
yeah,
song?
Yeah, he made his own
theme song. That carried him.
And he made his own album as well.
Yeah.
He made a rap album.
It was good.
Basic Thuggonomics.
It's actually quite good.
It's unironically
this
good.
Is Basic Thuggonomics.
I'd actually listen to it.
I know.
It's actually a banger, yeah.
It is.
But,
so that means I've got 22 points and Lewis has 21.
Ooh, he's made the comeback.
How,
and he has won it in the end.
I know.
Mate, I did get enough time.
Should have been faster.
To be fair, I think there was times where it was his turn and I was just like...
Yeah, exactly.
So I probably cheated a wee bit.
Oh, whatever. But
I was also giving clothes out generously.
I know.
But I think this will round off
the first episode of the Straight to CUGC. Yeah.
Thought it went quite well, yeah.
We'll be back for another.
We'll be back. We'll be back in a few weeks for...
Pop.
Mm-hmm, we'll be talking about pop next episode, so stay tuned. But I've been Lewis, my two guests, Jack and Michael.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.